Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, cultural enrichment, and all-inclusive fares. Discover more at Viking.com.
Here's your closing bell brief for Tuesday, October 18th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. U.S. stocks rally for a second straight day. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 338 points, or about 1.1%, to close at 30,524. The S&P 500 was up 42 points, also about 1.1%, and the Nasdaq finished up 97 points, or about 0.9%. A combination of better-than-expected earnings and an easing of turmoil in U.K. markets helped to lift investors' confidence. Looking at individual stocks, Goldman Sachs shares rose 2.3%. The bank reported that profits fell 43% in the most recent quarter, but remained above targets. Supermarket giant Albertsons posted an 8.5% rise in quarterly revenue as higher prices boosted its same-store sales. Shares rose 1.2%. Shares of Salesforce jumped 4.4% after Jeff Smith, the founder of activist hedge fund Starboard Value, discussed the firm's investment in the technology company, though he didn't reveal the fund's exact stake in Salesforce. Amazon rose 2.3%. Workers in upstate New York voted against unionizing, a setback for labor activists trying to expand their unionization push at the company. And after the bell, Netflix said it added 2.4 million new subscribers in the third quarter, more than double what the streaming giant had projected. The subscriber gain also reverses back-to-back quarters of declines. Shares rose more than 14% after hours. We'll have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.